Edwards won a gold medal with the San Francisco Chronicle, a gold medal at the Sommelier Challenge. It's $29. It is $29. That's what Cam does. And you can take advantage of this right now when you go to chwine.com and you enter the code Dan after you order. You're getting wine that is 40 to 80% off of what it sells for under the original name. But right now you go to chwine.com. You shop for at least five bottles of wine. Right now we're going to throw in a free bottle as well. There's going to be a bottle on me. So it's going to end up being six bottles. It's going to ship for free. That's the deal. Free bottle and free shipping right now for the weekend. And once you do this, it's going to be from here on in. You're not going to buy wine anywhere else. Go to chwine.com, shop for your wine, enter.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
You're Paul. I'm the new Sprint intern.
Sprint plus.
Intern. Yeah, clever, right? Look at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras.
I'm going to...
Going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul.
Now lease one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines or one new and one upgrade with 18-month leases. Early termination results in full balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation. Restrictions apply.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Paxson.
We made a decision back in June to redefine what we were going to be. And we knew we needed to get younger. We wanted to get young players that we were high on. And we did that. We traded a great player in Jimmy Butler. And we got three pieces that we feel are building blocks for us. It's going to take time. It's going to take patience. It's going to take good decision making. We understand all that. But I'm more confident in the direction we are headed right now than I have been in a long time. You know, for years after Derek's injury, we were trying to plug holes. We really had no options because of the contract situation that he had and, you know, some of the other things that went on. So we were trying every year to plug holes to be as good as we could be. We made the playoffs a lot of years, but that was never good enough. So I'm really comfortable with where we're at. I like our young pieces.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You're Paul. I'm the new Sprint intern.
Sprint plus.
Intern. Yeah, clever, right? Look at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
They have an all-glass design, advanced cameras.
I'm going to...
Going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul!
Now lease one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines or one new and one upgrade with 18-month leases. Early termination results in full balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. Certainly this first year plus has gone pretty well, according to plan, and has created a lot of optimism. But we know we've got a lot of work to do still.
In your own mind, do you have an idea of where you need to be after a year and a half or 2 years of this?
We did. You know, it'd be foolish to say we absolutely had to be at point X after this amount of time, but we did know that there were certain milestones along the way, and certainly we knew that first phase was going to be a talent accumulation phase. We didn't know if it was going to last simply a year or two or quite how long it was going to take to get the organization in a position where you could at least look through the system and rationally or objectively project potential championship players at each position.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is focus on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Notre Dame this fall at Ryan Field. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. College basketball tournament's underway. Michigan State gets past Wisconsin 63-60 in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan over Nebraska 77-58. In the Missouri Valley Conference tourney, Loyola beats Northern Iowa 53-50. In the NBA, the Bulls host Dallas tonight at the United Center. Baseball, it was Jose Quintana's turn to start today. He gave up three hits and one run in one inning of work. Cubs now up on the Angels 6-3 in the ninth inning in Arizona. Manager Joe Maddon says Cubs fans can expect to see Ben Zobrist back in the lineup next week.
He's doing great. He was out there with his backpack on today with his bats in it, and he's smiling, and this is the end of the week. So next week at some point you'll probably see him just taking it slowly, but he feels great.
Zobrist has been dealing with back pain for the last few weeks. Dodgers and White Sox all tied up at 5 in the 6th. Adam Engel, 2-for-2 with a 2-run home run today. Lori Garcia, 2-for-3. Finally, gymnast Allie Raisman is suing USOC and USA Gymnastics, saying the organizations knew or should have known that Larry Nassar was abusing gymnasts. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car? Search ContinentalMotors.com for the Continental difference. And Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where businesses, owners, and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. Next Bulls game on the Score is tonight when they take on Dallas at 6:45. This is 670 The Score on 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Power up.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai. It's 5 o'clock. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, we're overlooked that. The week's almost over.
I only do it because I know it doesn't happen often, and it gets him as much as you talking about his lunch. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Our producer is Chris Tannehill. Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski. We're merely Jason and Dan, and we've been talking a lot of foolishness today because it still feels like February for some reason. There's been a lot of silly stories out there.
When the throwing of soup at an assistant coach rises to the level that it does, man.
Yeah. Then you got to start asking yourselves, when are the NBA playoffs coming and when is spring training going to be over? Speaking of spring training, Dan, I mentioned the young man who is wearing his hat a certain way.
Yes.
And people are mad at him about it.
Yes.
All right. So Ronald Acuna. I had to. Ronald Acuna is the Braves' top prospect and ranked no worse than the number two prospect in all of baseball. Dan, all of baseball. The 20-year-old from Venezuela has all the makings of a five-tool superstar. And yet, he's already managed to annoy his employer, and it has nothing to do with his play on the field. This is from For the Win. According to MLB.com's Mark Bowman, the Braves want Acuna to wear his hat straight and, quote, respect the game the right way.
Oh, no.
Via MLB.com, the Braves want Acuna to wear his hat straight and maintain a professional appearance while in uniform, but they do not want to change much about the fun-loving, flamboyant approach that has made him one of the game's
most fiery?
Right. Shall we say spicy, has made him one of the game's most exciting young players. Quote, the main thing he needs to remember is keep your head straight and respect your surroundings. Be humble, but a humble cocky.
It's a hat!
Of course, baseball.
It's just a hat!
Baseball has a long history of lashing out against any semblance of personality. This is just the latest example of baseball turning a non-issue into a faux controversy and in turn further distancing itself from the younger fans that NBA and MLS have so easily connected with. This is from Jason Foster, a tweet. It would be a real shame if Ronald Acuna's youthful personality and slightly askew hat caused a bunch of kids to fall in love with baseball. Sarcastic. Acuna has isn't even with the big league club, and he's hearing from Andrew Jones about respect. By the way, that was Andrew Jones saying that. Braves are expected to keep Acuña in the minor leagues for the beginning of the season before calling the Phenom up to secure the extra year of contractual control, obviously. And to do that, the Braves will look for any reason, literally any, to claim that Acuña needed those extra few weeks of minor league seasoning.
Come on.
If he's, quote, immature, that makes the Braves' job even easier. And then they say, let's not forget about this, though. They have a picture of Chipper Jones with his hat backwards and cocked to the left.
Ken Griffey Jr. at the Home Run Derby.
Well, no, just strictly Braves.
Okay.
You know, Chipper Jones with his hat cocked back to the left. The rally hats being worn by every Brave player in the dugout with bubbles being blown. Bobby Cox with his hat broken to the right and off of his head pretty much while he's smoking a cigar in the dugout. And I believe...
because he didn't want the smoke to get trapped underneath the brim.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Either that or he didn't want to tip off where you should find your next domestic abuser in the managerial position. And I believe this is Tim Hudson, who had his hat backwards in spring training while wearing his sunglasses on the field.
It makes me absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. And at CBSSports.com, they note Fernando Rodney wears his hat crooked to honor his late father. He was a fisherman, and he wore his hat to the side to keep the sun out of his face. He wore his hat to the side. He's legally blind in his left eye, and it helped balance the lighting in his good eye.
That's crazy.
And that's why he...
I did not know that.
And Pedro Strop lies. I think it looks cool.
Rodney looks to the sky and fires an arrow.
Yeah, but
his father was a bow fisherman, I guess.
It says, and really, a tilted hat shouldn't matter if Acuña can play, and he can. He's coming off an MVP showing at the Arizona Fall League. He hit 325 with 21 home runs.
21 home runs in the Fall League?
Yeah, as a 19-year-old.
Isn't that like two a game?
Yes, damn near. Yeah. He should be able to wear a hat how he wants. They finish up this report.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious to me that... because somebody from Atlanta hit me up with it, like, look at your boys. Look how they tripping. I'm like, nah, you know, that's not, it can't be all that. Yeah, they're upset that Mr. Acuña is not wearing his hat the way a Major League Baseball player should wear his hat.
Oh, man.
So,
and just today.
He'll never be a Yankee wearing, has any, today, no, CeCe actually cocks his hat to the left or right.
Ronald, is it Acuña or Acuña? Is it an N-A or an N-A?
It doesn't have the
it is Acuña because
is Acuña?
He was 3-for-3 with his first home run of spring training today. He ripped an offering from Masahiro Tanaka to opposite field for a two-run shot.
He's a monster.
So he's already doing it against aces.
Right. He's the second best.
I know.
The second best prospect in all of baseball, and people are worried about his hat. Speaking of,
it's a hat. We've got to stop this. We're never going to. We have to make
Cut
a pledge to stop doing this. This
generation.
When we talk around all these euphemisms about, the baseball's a different culture.
You know what
it is. Different kind of locker room, a different kind of culture here. He's got to stop it.
The bow hunters will never let you get away with this.
How are you not respecting?
And members of the bow hunters.
What does that have to do with respecting the game because of how he chooses to wear his hat?
How you wear your uniform.
Remember, with the long pants of the guys who are, their back spikes are stepping on their pants. That's fine, right? That's all good.
Prince Fielder used to rock that look a lot.
Yeah, but the hat is always sacrosanct. The baseball cap, somehow.
I remember Pedro Strop. You know, we got a few calls over the years about Pedro Strop and the way he wears his hat. Didn't Marmol used to have a cocked hat as well? I believe he did. Speaking of...
the one constant through all the years for A is straight hats.
Yeah. Speaking of things that need to stop, and yes. I'm going to sound like King Hader right now.
Okay, not King Tutankhamen.
No, because apparently Shep will bash me because my run wasn't long enough.
And a lot of people gave it a
You are a hater.
Several people support Shep and say that Tut was indeed overrated, way more famous than he deserved to be, and the only reason that his tomb was found so late is that it wasn't considered particularly
important
enough to raid.
Right. So Shep has seven people who agree with him on the text line.
Yeah, the Egyptian historians are coming to the defense of Nick Shepkowski.
Something else that needs to stop. Screw the left or right tilted hat. Why do I have to read about Russell Wilson and his at-bats during spring training every year?
Because he's famous.
This needs to stop.
Definitely one of the coolest things I've ever done. You know, ever since I was a young kid, I always dreamed to be a Yankee. I always watched him. My favorite player was Derek Jeter, you know, growing up and watching him and his professionalism, how he played the game and the competitiveness he played with, the passion, the love, the joy that he played with every day, watching some of the greatest players in the world.
Man, if you don't get the hell out of here, he might be such a phony. He might be. No, this is the thing. He might be the nicest man on the face of the earth.
Today.
All right, exactly.
I consider myself.
I don't want to hear it all the time. And I damn sure don't want to hear about it in a baseball background or with a baseball atmosphere. No. Football is what I want to hear from you. All right? Shut up and throw a football. No, I'm not Mrs. Ingram on this one. But no, dude, I had to read about him getting traded to the Yankees. Stop. Stop with this foolishness. Cut it out. Russell, you might be the perfect human being. You might be. You seem like you're doing a great job raising future son, and you just had a beautiful little girl with Sierra, which I'm sure is an awesome, awesome time in your life.
No, it's Bob Kraft's baby.
No, it's not.
Yep, I checked. I did the paternity test.
I'm not going to let you do that to Sierra,
that's
bro.
Also Bob
I'm
Kraft.
Not going to let you do that to Cece.
I'm putting on Bob Kraft.
She tripped up with Future, and she got herself right with. By the way, if you're going to go from one spectrum to the other in life, going from Future, noted rapper and lean sipper and terrific musician, to Russell Wilson. Like she went straight from the club to Bible study.
It's like when you fire the mild-mannered manager, you bring in a taskmaster. When you fire the screaming taskmaster, you bring in a laid-back players guy.
So which one is Tim's and which one is Fred?
The pendulum just swings. So that's all she's doing. She knew it was enough of this. I got to go all the way to this.
Yeah, and Russell seems like a really nice dude. I've never heard a bad word about him except for Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor and every one of the brothers who didn't like him in the Seattle Seahawks locker room that they're trying to get out of there now.
Here's the 630. Doesn't the word uniform mean everyone dresses the same?
No.
Yeah, but we...
You're the guy that loves calling travel, too. You're one of those lames as well. You can't wait to scream travel at a television at some bar in McHenry. that's what this is right there. Travel! This is why I don't watch this sport. They all travel. Yeah, this is the guy who's a guy striking out six in like seven innings, and he's like, you know what? I don't like this guy. His damn hat. If you, Darvish, wants to break his hat off to the left or right, damn it, he's got 120 million reasons to. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Uniform. Doesn't that mean they all have to dress the same? Cut it out. Uniform. But Russell, seriously though, Chance the Rapper of football, calm down. You don't need to play baseball for us to prove that you're a superior and supreme being.
Did you see this?
For Aaron Judge, number 73, Russell Wilson, number 73.
Wilson.
Certainly the crowd knows who he is.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, watching him hit today, Kenny, I mean, he has bat speed. It's just not like a comical thing here. He has an opportunity to do something. Look at that. It's a good swing.
Here's your 2-2 pitch. Swung on it. Missed strike three. So Russell Wilson getting a nice hand from the crowd.
I'm a ball player. I'm a ball player.
Did you see the story from TMZ?
About Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him being on life support or something?
Yes. Rick Ross is hooked up to a machine that's taking over the function of his heart and lungs, according to sources connected to the music mogul in a Miami area hospital getting treatment in the cardiac unit, a strong sign he might have suffered a heart attack, which manifested itself as respiratory issues early Thursday morning.
Yeah, he's dealt with seizures and stuff, and I know he was one of the people a part of this No Lean campaign, because back in the day he used to vibe a little bit. Not a little bit, but a lot. You can always catch him in pictures with the double cup over the last couple of years. He tried to eat healthier, but yeah, that sucks, man. That's one of the greatest beat pickers, I think, in hip-hop history. Like, if you go back through his discography, there aren't too many awful beats. Like, there's that. I think that's a talent, too, when it comes to rappers these days, because some rappers pick awful tracks to rap over. But, man, that sucks. He's been prone to having seizures as of late, but I didn't know that he was in that dire strait. So
and members of Dire Straits. He was never in Dire Straits. Because that would have been a thing.
Rick Ross in Dire Straits. Hopefully he gets better. Because he's had a lot of health scares over the last few years, lost a lot of weight. But I did see that report. Didn't know if it was germane to, you know, the 83% of the listeners who have no idea who Rick Ross is.
I appreciate that's a big name.
It's a huge player in music right now.
It's not like, you know, local Chicago rapper.
Stop it.
You know what I mean?
Stop it. I know where you're going. Cut it out. It's going to get warm outside. I'm not saying anything about any Chicago rapper.
I see a story and it's somebody, Dan. Okay, and his mixtape came out.
Understood, Dan. Understood, Dan. Some of us have to drop off family every once in a while. We still want to be able to drive through those neighborhoods.
This segment was brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Outsmart the flu. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer preferred by pediatricians. Smart technology, backed by over 70 clinical studies. Protect your family. Rely on Exergen.com.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. You want to jump in and converse with us about anything that we've talked about, whether it be Jarvis Landry to the Bears, Dan's continuance of watching Blackhawks hockey.
I really didn't.
I know you did. Or spring training baseball, where absolutely nothing happens if it isn't an injury.
Except Tim Tebow had himself an entertaining day against Max Scherzer today.
And by entertaining, he had a day that Tim Tebow should have against Max Scherzer.
Made short work.
He's Bernstein. I'm Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox from start to finish.
If you are a real fan of the Cubs and White Sox, you should look forward to these young players.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott is barking up the right tree with his take on how to fix the NCAA and college basketball. He basically calls out NBA stars like LeBron James to put their influence where their mouth is. Earlier this week, LeBron said that the NCAA is corrupt and that there needs to be better options for high school kids who don't want to go to college. Scott's point is that LeBron and the NBA Players Association should pressure the NBA to create a new option, like expanding the G League and making it the de facto minors. Make the choice simple for kids, just like in baseball. Choose to go pro or choose college. Whatever route you pick, you're committed to it. And here's another idea to boot. Pay those minor league players $50,000 a season, which is approximately the yearly value of a college scholarship. I'm Tiki Barber.
Guess what? With Boost, adding a line with unlimited gigs to my data plan has never been easier. That means everyone gets a line. My son gets a line. My dad gets a line. My yoga instructor gets a line. All we needed was a switch.
This tax season, switch to Boost and make the most of your tax refund. Get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $25 each per line. Plus, get up to 4 phones for free. Visit your nearest Boost mobile store for a great tax season deal. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
For details.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call the most honest and knowledgeable lender I know, Team Hochberg. Meet Abby, millennial, purchasing a home. So her father, Sal, recommended that she call Team Hochberg to get approved before speaking with a realtor. Instead, Abby consulted with her friends who've never purchased a home, and she applied for a mortgage online. Abby called her dad, frustrated because the online lender wasn't responding to her emails. Duh. Sal told her to stop messing around online and call Team Hochberg, the only lender he trusted to help his daughter. Team Hochberg approved Abby to purchase a home before speaking to a realtor, and Team Hochberg's real estate experts found Abby the perfect home. The internet's great for purchasing socks and shoes and underpants, but not mortgages. If you're purchasing a home, call Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. For straightforward, no BS advice, do what Jason and Tanny did and call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-43-58, NMLS.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
You're Paul. I'm the new Sprint intern.
Sprint plus.
Intern. Yeah, clever, right? Look at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras.
I'm going to...
Going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul.
Now lease one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines or 1 new and 1 upgrade with 18-month leases. Early termination results in full balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit and third-down activation. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
It's today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
First inning golf on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. If you're just joining us, Jason shared earlier in the show his relatively strong level of Bears optimism based on the not just the news that's coming out of the combine, but the way other people are talking about the Bears.
Yeah.
It's been a while since it's appeared that there's been any kind of rising tide, any sense that people around the league aren't thinking of the Bears as a stepchild team. And
a decent vibe, a decent feeling.
Yeah, there's whatever it is.
They're being talked about how other young teams who have arrived finally, you know, after a couple of years, like the Jaguars and now the Rams, they're being talked about in that way because they have the young centerpiece at quarterback, a guy that people believe will be a very good quarterback. Nobody's talking about Hall of Fame or this is a can't miss, but people believe he'll be a very good quarterback. They've got a ton of cap space. You got another high pick that if they do want to trade down and get more bodies because they don't have a full roster or anything close to it, like you mentioned. When you mentioned that yesterday, I was astounded. I didn't know that number. 47 players on the roster, the least in the NFL. I did not know that.
And how many do you get to open training camp? Is it 80 something?
I thought it was 80. Is it 82?
I think it's 80.
Maybe 83? Right? I don't know.
It obviously depends on certain factors. I think you might get exemptions for injuries or whatever.
Yeah, so and it's about trusting Ryan Pace and what he will do because when he likes a player, he moves up to get him. Leonard Floyd, Mitchell Trubisky. If Quentin Nelson is gone in the first five or six picks, which it sounds like he's going to be, as Greg Gabriel called him, the cleanest prospect in the draft, then do you feel that Calvin Ridley is your guy at eight? Is Marcus Davenport.
Minka Fitzpatrick gone for sure?
Yes, okay. Without question. He is top five. Like, I don't see it. Cleveland can mess around.
Yeah, but these quarterbacks change everything.
I don't think four are going to go into top six.
Quarterback panic.
I don't think four are going to go into top six.
Okay.
I think after these interviews, I could be wrong, but I think Josh Rosen doesn't give a damn who he rubs the wrong way because he might be in a better situation if he does rub some of these higher teams the wrong way. Josh Rosen is going to be Josh Rosen in these interviews, and then they're going to go back and talk to the people who snitched on Josh Rosen for being a real one the last couple of years. They're going to go back and read all those interviews about how he feels about the NCAA, how he feels about social activism. Josh Rosen is a different kind of cat, and if he falls to, you know, Denver or something like that, then fine. But I don't believe that first four quarterbacks are going to go in the top six picks talk that I've been hearing a lot of.
I have to laugh. I know this is what we do now as I've got pregame live on here on NBC Sports Chicago, but when you're showing Lauri Markkanen, Bobby Portis, Justin Holliday,
studs walking in,
arriving, like, I understand when you're showing Russell Westbrook and he's got some of these fashion plates, but Lauri Markkanen
or just MVP type players
in his Bulls hoodie, like, arriving for tonight, Mavericks and Bulls tip off at 7. I mean, I saw Dirk, I like to see Dirk, but everybody, you know, shaking hands with the support staff and all that, but
hey,
I know you're
getting you ready.
Do what you
Markkanen,
do.
Markkanen, Portis,
yeah, here they
getting
come.
You ready for Bulls basketball.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:31 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Notre Dame this fall at Ryan Field. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. We've got a lot of college basketball scores. Let's start with the Big Ten tourney in New York. Michigan State gets past Wisconsin 63-60. Michigan beats Nebraska 77-58. Penn State and Ohio State just getting ready to tip. Rutgers and Purdue play later on tonight. In the Missouri Valley Conference tourney, Loyola beats Northern Iowa 53-50. Southern Illinois plays at 6 o'clock tonight. Illinois State plays later on. Meanwhile, NCAA President Mark Emmert says the scandal roiling college basketball will lead to major rule changes, but paying players is not on the table.
Of course not.
Of course
that
not.
Would make sense.
It actually might solve the problem. Bulls hosting Dallas tonight. You can hear it right here on the score at 6:45.
Also obviate the job of Mark Emmert,
exactly.
And that's part of what we're realizing.
Yeah.
In baseball, Cubs beat the Angels 6-4. Dodgers leading the White Sox 7-5 in the eighth. This scoreboard update is brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Basement leaking from the recent storms? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And from weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. Next Bulls game on the score is tonight when they take on Dallas at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kevin is a guy that you see, he hasn't had a lot of games played in these last few years, and we understand that. But for me, that's a challenge as a head coach. You love to see those type of situations, and you don't make any promises that anything's going to happen. But you see a kid like that, you know kind of his road and where he's at. And I look at that as a personal challenge to try to get him to a place where we want to get him.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy talking about Kevin White. That's right. 800 yards. Yep, we've got six touchdowns, baby.
We've got
That's
our right. bet. Jason has.
Gene and Giorgetti's steak on Dan.
Jason has set it at 800 total receiving yards and six touchdowns.
But so, he has to make the team.
Correct.
He has to make the team for the bet to be enacted.
This is from Stonecutter. He said, the Bears had better be in on Jarvis Landry because the hard sell on Albert Wilson makes my balls hurt.
Takes a lot to make Stonecutter's balls hurt, apparently.
Yes, Wilson would be an upgrade, but so would Chris Henry. I have no problem giving...
Two Chris Henry mentions in 2 days,
he said,
guys.
I have no problem giving Nagy a pet, but only if he's not the biggest splash you make at the position. If you're going into next year with Wilson, a free agent a tier below Wilson, and a mid-round pick as the only new blood at the position, you are still, to quote Absent Friends, in screwed city. And it's still true, even if you pencil in the 806 from Kevin White.
Yes!
As much as the Bears may wish this wasn't the case, Tariq Cohen isn't Tyreek Hill. And Adam Shaheen isn't Travis Kelce. So Landry isn't a true number one receiver, but he's markedly better than any other receiver available, with the possible exception of Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, I'm a Jarvis Landry fan. I hope he can be acquired for the right price, of course. You don't want to give up a first, second, or maybe even a third rounder for him. And I hope it backfires on Miami, talking about him and leaking the things that they leaked about him during the second half of the season, where you go, oh, I thought you guys hated him. I thought he was a bad worker. I thought he was hard to control, hard to reach out to, hard to connect with. All those things that you had leaked out there, hoping that you'd be able to, you know, get him back for the cheap. Listen to me. Jarvis Landry is a producer. All right. He goes out there and he makes plays. I mean, if you want to look at the yards per catch thing, that's fine. He's a slot receiver. I like production, and a guy that can get you anywhere from 85 to 100 catches, no matter how close to the line of scrimmage they are. Nobody's talking about the deep threats on the New England Patriots. You know why? Because they had a lot of players where you give them the ball very, very, you know, very quickly, get them the ball quickly, and they make plays after they catch the football. I think Jarvis Landry is one of those types of players. Jarvis Landry is the type of player to go to the Patriots and kills everything. All of a sudden, everyone becomes a fan of him. Why can't we get a player like that here? When's the last time we had a bona fide, you give him the ball and get out the way because he's going to make things happen, receiver? Brandon Marshall, we talked about it. He was a headache, and he was here for two years.
Still, it's hard for a slot guy to do that.
Not really. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald got his career extended by 3 years by moving to the slot. I think we need to stop thinking of slot guys just the little small guys
either.
Yeah,
I think Oz two-way, Hakeem,
right? Two-way goes. I mean, if you got a guy who's getting a little bit older, a little bit bulkier, you throw him in that slot and you let him work. You watch – With a creative play caller. Exactly. I think the sky's the limit for this guy, and I hope it is. I hope it is for Matt Nagy and the Bears offense. Tired of watching Bears offense thinking, man, I wish we had a regular offense like these other NFL football teams. I like the running game as much as the next guy. But we know what it takes to win. You gotta put the ball in the air, you gotta make plays. Jordan Howard is not a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, so that limits you as well. I'm just, I heard the news and I'm like, all right, I can ride with that. I'm looking forward to Bourbonnais. I'm low key pumped about what this football season has to offer.
Yeah, I'm
and the wins may not, you know, it may not result in wins, but something different. Man, we went through hell the last 3 years. It's different going through what John Fox put people through when he was winning and had talent, but a talentless John Fox led team. These last 3 years were hard. Grinding football years.
Yeah, what we don't know with all of these offensive...
Kicked it off with the Ray McDonald crap, too.
What we don't know with all of these offensive minds in the building, now that we have Matt Nagy and Mark Helfrich and Brad Childress and everybody else, is as excited as they are to do this. It's always figuring out... my experience around coaches in both football and basketball, and it's easier to follow in basketball because there's fewer plays, a new coach always wants to put all his stuff in. And then after a couple weeks of practice, he realizes they can only run four or five of his base sets well enough. They can remember them, but it's such a large scale activity. We use words like installation, and we talk about it like it's a video game, and that you can just switch guys out and program things in, and here's your new playbook, and let's run it. And it really to get your positional room, the way they're teaching everything, to get that to the practice field, to get that from 7-on-7 to 11-on-11, then get it into the exhibition games. There is a ton of work that needs to be done, and they only have half a roster. So as excited as I am for everything that's in Matt Nagy's head and everything he can talk about, the idea of rubber meeting road here is when we really find out if a guy can coach. If he can break it down into easily digestible pieces for some of these to learn. I mean, I hope people appreciate how much work has to be done. And even saying, oh, they're going to grind and they're going to be at the facility all this time and do it. They're still human beings. There's only so much you can, even with their virtual reality. And I'm not saying that anybody's lazy. I'm just saying that these things, for certain lights to go on, for certain things to click, to get it to the point where this offense, a brand new offense, is second nature. It's going to be as the Cubs talk about with development. It's going to be nonlinear.
He actually addressed that in the very first Bears All Access with Zach Zaman, Tom Thayer, and Jim Miller, and he said that it's going to be Matt Nagy 101. In terms of the offense,
he'd want to try to get it to 404.
Yeah, 404, exactly. So I don't think he's going to dump everything on him, especially if you're trying to make sure that your quarterback doesn't pop. Like, there are quarterbacks who have just popped because there's too much on them, too much on their shoulders, too much in their head.
Just keep him clean.
Yeah.
Just keep him clean.
He got through last season healthy. That guy played a lot of games and took some hits last year.
Yeah, he actually disproved my...
He ran the ball a little bit too much, too, but,
He actually disproved my number one Bears theory, and that's all quarterbacks play every year. That's not true this year, because he stayed healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's one of these lucky ones, we know it's not quantifiable. Some guys just are made of sturdier stuff.
Yeah, things happen. Some guys stay cleaner because of the way they get rid of the ball. Like Drew Brees.
It's hard to scout. It's hard to know. And even people who get rid of the ball quickly are able to slide through pressure, who are on the smaller side like Drew Brees. Then you get the one hit and breaks his femur. It's unpredictable. If Mitchell Trubisky can give them that kind of consistency, I mean, just being available, just a full season, even if he's not great, having a consistent person at that spot, what that would mean for the development of the offense would just be phenomenal.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. We're going to talk to Lawrence Holmes. He's not here. He is in Arizona.
We can still talk to him through the magic of radio.
You sure?
The segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for 10% off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We'll say good evening to Lawrence next on The Score.
Hey, Bulls fans, join me, Chuck Swirsky, along with my main man, Bill Wennington, for all the Bulls' exciting action on 670 The Score.
Fire, 15-footer,
that's right. Hear every exciting play of Bulls basketball here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the...
You're Paul. I'm the new sprint intern.
Sprint plus...
Intern. Yeah. Clever, right? Look at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
They have an all-glass design, advanced cameras.
I'm going to...
Going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul!
Now lease one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines or one new and one upgrade with 18-month leases. Early termination results in full balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation. Restrictions apply.
Drop.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, the future of awesome. If you're looking to stream fast, watch better, and save more, Xfinity has got you covered. You already know that Xfinity has the fastest internet and the best Wi-Fi for streaming, so add Xfinity Instant TV to your Xfinity internet service. Get live TV, including the sports shows, local news you want from the top networks, and add extra channel packs to customize as well. Stream all these favorites on any device. And with the Xfinity Stream app, record and download shows to watch later and get shows and movies on demand. Plus, there's no TV box required, no contract or long-term commitment. Add Xfinity Instant TV to your Xfinity Internet service for just $18 a month. You'll also get Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars included for a year. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Stream fast, watch better, and save more. Add Xfinity Instant TV to your Xfinity Internet service for just $18 a month. You'll also get Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars included for a year. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store for details. Offer ends March 21st, 2018. Restrictions apply.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety just released its list of 2018 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus vehicles. Right now, you won't find a Nissan, Honda, or Chevy on that list. But you will find two SUVs from Hyundai, the Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport. Yep, Hyundai. The same car company that backs what it builds with America's best warranty, which includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty and has ranked number one in customer loyalty 9 years in a row. So if you're looking for an all-wheel drive SUV of any size that offers the latest advanced safety features and peace of mind for years to come, you'll find it at the Hyundai display at the Auto Show and at your local Hyundai dealer. Now during the Auto Show bonus event, lease a Tucson for $139 a month or get up to $3,000 in total savings on a Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com. Call 877-248-1585 for details. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. IIHS awarded vehicles when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and specific headlights. Santa Fe Sport for vehicles built after June 2017. For details, visit IIHS.org.
Hijo, California.
Attention tile professionals and interior designers. Have you visited the Tile Shop lately? They have hundreds of new and exclusive products, an expanded assortment of stone collections, and premium installation materials specified to industry standards from trusted brands like Superior, Weddy, Lackman, and more. Plus, professionals get exclusive perks when they join their pro network. Stop in or tell your clients to make a design consultation appointment on tileshop.com. The Tile Shop is open to both pros and the public. Visit one of their 12 Chicago area stores in Algonquin, Lincoln Park, Countryside, Deerfield, Geneva, Hoffman Estates, Lake Zurich, Naperville, Skokie, Tinley Park, Schererville, or the newly remodeled Lombard location. For more information on pro perks or to join the pro network, visit tileshop.com.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Now playing. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Well, yeah, you let it.
I mean, these are the things we can enjoy. We don't have beautiful weather and baseball and sun and fun. You know, we don't get those opulent things like one Lawrence Holmes does.
Yeah, that's a $150 cap right there, man. That's
Lawrence is worth more than 150 bucks.
This segment is brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medication and testing supplies. What's the haps, Lawrence Holmes?
What am I, standing there at the Senior Bowl? And right. He's worth 150 bucks.
Let me see those canines, young man. What's up with you, man? You know, let me say this about Lawrence Holmes. His frequent flyer program is just outstanding.
He's on the like Les Grodzki thing, man, where he's got somebody doing him favors.
This man
somewhere
takes more flights than, you know, any athlete that I have ever known. This man is somewhere at least every other week. And I know this is for work, but please believe L. Holmes is going to get some play in while he's in Arizona.
No, I like to travel, and you know, I love it out here. Mm-hmm. And the weather today is perfect. Like upper, lower 70s.
That's enough.
No wind.
That's enough.
being out there at Camelback Ranch today, Clayton Kershaw on the bump.
All right, that's enough.
Getting a chance to watch a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. It's fun. So like, I'm doing my show tonight, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to do Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce tomorrow.
Nice.
So since I'm here, I figured I might as well talk a little baseball with Bruce and do all that kind of fun stuff. Hey, I heard you. I was listening to you guys on the trip because, you know, Camelback is on the other side of the world mm-hmm. compared to Sloan. And I was listening to you guys talking about 83 Nation. Mm-hmm. Did you hear Rodewald on the show last night?
No.
I had Rodewald on to talk about what's going on at the University of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that clip that Tanny played, that his producers are, that story is up for an Emmy, has been sent in for an Emmy.
Let's go.
He might win an Emmy for his long con job that he's doing here in Arizona for 83 Nation.
Nice. But not because of it.
The story itself was the at least what they were going to send in to determine whether or not it deserved a nomination. But think about that. Rodewald moves down here, has been running this con on the people in Phoenix, and the clip that he's most famous for repping 83 Nation, he called himself, what did he say, the Arizona chairman of 83 Nation last night.
He's a member of the lodge out there. Yeah,
yes, he said he's got the Kiwanis thing down here, and and he's going to go, and now I would love it. Now I want him to win an Emmy. That has to happen.
This is what I want to know, that, Lauren, you love Arizona. You've got a house in Arizona.
I used to, not anymore. Place,
but you don't golf.
No, although I might start.
J's. Yeah, you got.
I got the Jordan 3 golf shoes.
Cement 3 shoes that everybody's trying to get.
Yeah, the Jumpman people hit me up and was like, "Hey, would you like some?" I was like, "Yes, I very much."
You might be the first person
who takes up golf because he gets the golf shoes.
My problem is I've taken up golf before. The problem is my temperament. I mean,
Don't keep score.
Jason's seen me in athletic situations, and it's not great.
Don't keep score.
That's not the issue. You can take me to the driving range.
It's frustrating.
And if I hit that last ball wrong, it's a new bucket.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Golf's hard.
It is. It's very hard, which is why it's something that will consume me.
That's why he runs. To get the stress out. He didn't play his sports to add more stress onto his play. I can dig it.
And that's consuming me too. I'm looking forward to the Shamrock Shuffle at the end of the month. And McKnight calls me last night. He's like, "Hey, let's meet up in Scottsdale and get a drink." And I'm like, it's kind of messing up my thing, but I love Connor. So we go hang out last night, and we're at this place called Coach House, which I think is the oldest bar in Scottsdale.
You should go to the bar that we went to. Probably
where'd you guys go?
It probably doesn't exist anymore, though.
Yeah, we think it's like Brigadoon.
It's Shangri-La. It just shows up.
It appears, Lawrence, and then it doesn't exist. You go back there, and it's just a brick wall. It was one of the most surreal nights of my earthly existence.
But back to you and Connor. What'd you guys get into?
We had fun. We had a good time. We were talking with a bunch of, you know, baseball people, and this was a place that didn't have any food, but there's a taco truck right there.
Can't beat a taco truck.
Dude.
Can't beat
the street tacos were amazing.
Of course.
So, I had to get up this morning. I did like 6 miles on the elliptical.
No, not me. I finished off a quarter ice cream.
Did you read the 538 study about the construction of the baseball?
Connor McDoing.
But I know that Justin Verlander has been doing some stuff on the Twitter.com.
But check out the science.
That.
It was the sports science people actually were using tomography and all kinds of imaging. The ball is juiced. It's a different baseball. And
well, I think that was the point. I think Verlander may have used some of the 538 stuff to make his point. When you look at the wind shear over the last couple of years between what happened in 2015 and beyond. So, yeah, it's fascinating. All these guys know it. They'll all tell you that they can't get a grip, that it's super slick, that it's the core.
The core is different. They actually...
And the Joey core.
They figured out... They melted down the materials and isolated everything, and they determined that the actual makeup of the core is now different and more elastic.
All you have to do is look at all the guys that have at least 10 home runs, then the guys that have 20 home runs in the league.
Yep.
It's pretty crazy. Strangely enough, I'm not going to talk a ton of baseball tonight, Jay.
Okay.
I'm going to talk football. Because I think that Ryan Pace better get this offseason right.
He has to.
He has to.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then he has put his new coach in a horrible trick bag. And I'm kind of with you on the Jarvis Landry thing.
Yeah, I like it.
Considering what's available.
I like it.
And considering how horrible your receiving core was last year, make a move. But the rest of his moves have got to be good, too. So we're going to discuss that early on and throw in a little bit of baseball chatter. I saw the new netting at Camelback and didn't even recognize it was there. So we'll talk about that, too.
As I predicted.
All right. We'll be listening, brother.
All right, Lawrence. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Caller number 7 right now to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700 will win an Epson printer with revolutionary cartridge-free printing, easy-to-fill, supersized ink tanks, and up to 2 years of ink in the box.
Wow.
Yeah, 312-591-6700. Congratulations to whoever caller number 7 will be.
Our guests were Mark Followill, Sekou Smith, and Jared Diamond. We also thank our video director, Brian Gertz.
The corkscrew. Like Carter Skaggs from Washington State. They won tonight, right?
They did. They knocked off Oregon.
How's Carter doing? Is he related to Boz?
I was going to ask you. That's something that you would know.
I see Boz every year when he comes to Humphreys in San Diego.
I see Boz every day.
Our producers, Nick Shepkowski.
And a foul will put Drew Eubanks at the line, who's one of your favorite authors, correct?
The immortal Irishman. Are you Irish?
Last time I checked, I was not.
Okay. Have you read The Everything Store by Brad Stone?
I have not.
The story of Amazon? Phenomenal read.
Walton doing Walton. Ah! A man who's had another phenomenal week. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Orcas. The blackfish. Oh, my gosh. You ever gone boating, like on a multi-day boating trip through Puget Sound?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. Just spectacular. You know, this is the number one ferry city in the United States, number 3 in the world.
Oh, really?
Don't. Just don't.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we've had enough for the week.
Just
I got you. For Dan Bernstein, Brian Gertz, Nick Shepkowski, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. Bulls basketball after that. We thank you for listening. Take care of each other this weekend. We will talk to you on Monday at 1 p.m. right here on 670 The Score.
The horn goes off. Track shoes out of the building.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how better
Guess what? With Boost, adding a line with unlimited gigs to my data plan has never been easier. That means everyone gets a line. My son gets a line. My dad gets a line. My yoga instructor gets a line. All we needed was a switch.
This tax season, switch to Boost and make the most of your tax refund. Get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $25 each per line. Plus, get up to 4 phones for free. Visit your nearest Boost mobile store for a great tax season deal. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. This group looks good getting off the bus, but in the end, it's going to be all what they're able to do between the lines. And a lot of those Specimens, as you put it, also come with a not just a high level of athleticism that we think is going to translate to helping us both offensively and defensively on the field, but they also have a high baseball acumen and are solid players. Now, the proof will be in the pudding here over the next couple of years, but it certainly is some impressive-looking raw ingredients to start with.
How do you keep their confidence kind of brimming and it also realistic at the same time as they make that climb up through the system?
We want the guys eager for that next challenge, being impatient almost and pushing for that next challenge and that chance to win at the highest level.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
The other interesting parallel to me, looking at the Eagles with the Bears, no one's going to call the Eagles wide receivers world beaters, but they're pretty good, like all the way across. Alshon's good. Torrey Smith is good. Nelson Aguilar is good. And then you have the tight end, Zach Ertz. That's where they need. You got to find a difference maker at the tight end position. And the other thing I'll say that's very different for the Eagles is their offensive line is great. Not good, great. And this is after having injuries on that line. I think that there's more reason to be encouraged. If the Eagles are the model for what the Bears want to do, I think there are some things there that they can start to put themselves on that road.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.